It's time for the FHN Dialogue Doc program, brought to you by and sponsored by FHN. Joining us here today is infection prevention specialist Margie Coachmeyer's back with us again. Hey, Margie, good morning. Hello to you.
Good morning, Scott.
Well, flu season is beginning. It seems like we're always being urged to get our flu shot as early as possible. Tell us about it.
So the CDC says a lot of people think that getting it, you know, as early as they can is good, but they're saying July and August are a little bit too early to get it. They do want everyone 6 months and older to get a flu shot by the end of October so that they'll be protected before the flu becomes active. While we have been expecting an early flu season, early for us was always mid to late November, and I can tell you I've got almost 10 positives already, and they have been coming through this week. So right now is the time to get your flu shot.
All right. And the other issue is that you think the prediction is that this flu season may be worse than last year. Tell us why.
Well, with the early positives I'm seeing, it's really following in line with what we thought we would see. You know, flu season has always been unpredictable for us. I watch the Southern Hemisphere because their flu season is a lot like ours. It usually runs from June to September, so we base our flu season on theirs, and they saw cases as early as March with increases in numbers. So the prediction for us, more illness this year due to following a pandemic year and lack of immunity to the flu viruses, and then an earlier start.
And influenza, the real flu, considered dangerous. Tell us about it.
Influenza is highly contagious. It's a respiratory illness. It can be serious for some people. It affects some people sometimes to the point that they need to be hospitalized, and some of those people die every year from the flu. For some populations of people, it can be worse. Older adults with chronic conditions and young children that have little immunity.
What about flu symptoms for children and seniors? Are they different, and what are your concerns?
So they just are more susceptible. Seniors, because they've got more of those chronic conditions, we're going to see them get worse. Worst cases, just because they've got a lot more going on. For kids, you know, they just don't have the immunity. They can't clear the virus as well, so we see them get a little bit sicker too.
All right, and of course, I hear every year when you talk about this is that the vaccines are always different for flu every year because of different strains. Talk about that whole situation.
So the virus changes every year, and then we update what we've got in our flu vaccine to try to match what we think is going to be the circulating strain. Know that there's been two updates this year to the flu vaccine.
What about things that people can do at home or work or wherever they may be to keep themselves and then others safer from the flu?
Well, the number one thing you can do to stay healthier this flu season is taking a flu shot. Wash your hands with soap and water, or use hand sanitizer before you eat. And we've always talked about avoiding touching your eyes, nose, or mouth while you're in public. Keep the air in your home humidified. Wipe down shared equipment. So if you're sharing a phone, a computer, or tables at work, make sure that you're wiping those down. Disinfect the high-touch surfaces at home, the kitchen table, the counters, the TV remote, light switches, the handles on the refrigerator, and then getting 6 to 8 hours of sleep each day so that you don't get run down.
What does FHN do to help prevent the spread of flu?
FHN provides the flu vaccine to their staff and their spouses to help protect them. And then we're out in the community providing flu shots to help keep our community protected as well. We educate our staff about how the virus is transmitted and how taking an annual flu shot can protect them from the flu. In addition to our ultraviolet robot, which gets a lot of use during flu season, Trudy, we have added some smaller versions of the UV robot called Moonbeam, and this is going to help us kill more germs in more areas. And then when we see high numbers of respiratory illnesses circulating out of the community, we might need to temporarily restrict visitors, and that's to keep our staff and our patients safe.
I know you and I have talked about this and, you know, about COVID, and actually, you know, with all the COVID warnings that we have had, it also, as a corollary, it actually helped protect many of us from the flu at the same time, because what you do for COVID to protect also protects against flu. But are you finding that people are, you know, kind of getting lax on this? And so your concern is that we may have a big flu season?
Absolutely. And we saw it as soon as the kids went back to school. We saw more illnesses. We've seen adults with RSV. You know, we stayed so protected with those masks and good hand washing. This is one of the reasons why I think we're going to see a little bit heavier flu season. We've taken off the mask, and now we have no immunity to things for the last 3 years. So we are starting to see a lot of RSV, some pneumonias, and flu very early. I've never seen it this early before.
I know that we're talking to Margie Kochmeyer, FHN infection preventionist specialist with FHN. Margie, I know you're offering a variety of flu shot clinics, including drive-through. Tell us about this.
Well, we know that people are really busy and they want their flu shot on time and when it's convenient for them. So we have two drive-through flu events coming up at Burchard Hills, and these are for 18 years of age and older. The dates and times are Friday, October 7th from 4 p.m. until 6:30 p.m. and Saturday, October 15th from 8:30 a.m. until 11 a.m. For this drive-through event, you'll be directed to an area where you get your paperwork and make your payment, and then all you have to do is expose your arm out the window, you get your flu shot, and you're done. We also have some indoor events in October and November. You can go to the FHN.org site for a full list, and we have a variety of dates and times. We're going to be not only in Freeport, Mount Morris, Savannah, Mount Carroll, Stockton, Lena, Pearl City, but just remember to wear something with short sleeves so we can get to the upper part of your arm to give your injection.
Margie, what about the COVID-19 booster vaccination? Are you doing any clinics and office vaccinations for the booster?
We are. And if you go to our website, you can sign up for those. We have the original COVID if you haven't taken any COVID vaccine yet. And then we have the new booster, the bivalent vaccine, which includes that BA5 strain that's circulating. And we have Moderna and Pfizer.
So, but you, in order to be eligible for the new booster, you have to have had your original vaccination?
Yeah, the first, yes. You have to have the original two. You don't have to have those other boosters. And then we'll give you this booster that is got the BA5 contained in it to keep you protected.
All right. And what about if I want to get the booster in my left arm and the flu shot in my right arm? Would I be able to do that?
You know, the CDC is saying that you can take both of them at the same time. Our recommendation, though, is to wait about 2 weeks in between. If you have a reaction, then we won't know which one you reacted to, and it's an awful lot of antibodies to make at once. It's not wrong to do it. It's just we are just asking our staff to wait 2 weeks in between.
Oh, okay. Very good. Margie, always great information, and if folks want to find out more information about what we talked about between the flu and the COVID booster and the original COVID, all that, how could they find out more information?
You can visit the FHN.org site, and that's a great place to not only find out where our events are, but also cost and age and all the other questions that you might have.
Great to talk to you again, Margie. We'll talk again soon, all right?
Thank you.
Margie Kochmeyer, infection prevention specialist at FHN. The preceding brought to you by and sponsored by FHN.